Satnam Tavo.
Satnam Rekar.
Hey, Satnam.
Hi, Vivian.
Hi. Everybody came on. Yay. Oh, this is so fun. I love to hear everybody on here.
Good everybody.
Satnam, hi, dear. Vivian.
Say hi, Car.
Hello.
Satnam. And somebody's parrot.
That's my bird.
What's his name?
My name is Rocky.
Rocky. Hello, Rocky. Who else? Car? Who? Ender Car? Hi, Ender. Hi.
Rahman and Tomas.
Oh, welcome, dear.
Satnam.
Satnam.
Hey, Reed.
Hi, Reed.
How are you?
I'm good. You?
Good.
Good. Well, I think we're all going to have a good time on the Troticum class starting tomorrow night, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's going to be exciting.
Yes. Yes.
I'll keep my bird quiet.
Who said that?
Me. Yeah. I have two birds.
You're it?
Yes, I have two little birds. You know, I have two birds, kind of.
Oh, okay. You and Amrit both have birds, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, say again.
Hi, who's this?
This is Agatha.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
Hi, and I heard something.
Can I ask you something? I have a phone call this morning about the little baby I talked to you about. Early, and it's not very well. It's not. Grandmother called me this morning at the Sadhana time. Can we send some good vibration to him?
We certainly will. When we tune in to the heart breath, we will certainly include him. What is his name?
Luca.
Who?
Luca.
Luca.
Yes.
Okay. We will include Luca. And how old is Luca?
He's a premature born. It's like 1 or 2 months max.
Oh.
He's a San Conyer?
There's another premature child right around here, Sirigyan, if we can do both.
Okay, and who is the other child?
I don't know the name. There's a woman here named Ravi Nam, and it's her niece's daughter that was born last night and is in critical condition.
Okay, and this is Siri Sadik, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a girl.
Okay. And then also, I think Hadi Munder, I don't think she's on the call today, but Hadi Munder also knew of another baby in Alaska. Amazing, all of these premature babies.
Mm.
Okay. Well, God bless. And for every other thing as well. Okay, so let's get going. Okay, so breathe long and deep. Eyes at the third eye point. Palms together at the center of the chest. Relax, relax into your third eye point. And inhale. I'm going to go to the next one. Great song indeed. Long indeed. Let this incredible vibrational breath move through you. Let it flow. Good. And remembering these precious little souls, begin heart breath. That is, long, deep breath. And on the exhale, feel like you're exhaling out of your heart center. Feeling connected as a group, as a singular soul, as we do the heart breath, and include these little ones. In a beautiful heart breath to everybody who needs it or wants it. Heart breath. And inhale. Just keep up that vibration, that attention, that kindness, the healing breath towards these special little ones. And their families. Please include their families. Okay, so I'm asking who's online here.
Jasdeep.
Hi, Jasdeep.
Satnam.
Satnam. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, who's going to talk to us today? Oh, they're doing the same thing as last week. They said your heart. Okay, well, we'll just see how this goes, okay? Well, we know it'll go fine. Just every time, it's just a new thing to get used to it. Okay. So be very aware of your own heart as we go through this, okay? Excuse me. So be very aware. Oh, wait a minute. Before we start, if you think that you will be having background noises, you can press *6 to mute yourself. And then if you would like to talk, press *6 again, okay? And that will unmute you. Okay, so...
Sounds like I hear water running, perhaps. Okay, there. Maybe.
Yes, if anybody is outside, please press *6. Okay. How about if we all press *6, and then when you want to talk, we'll press *6 again. How about that? Okay. Okay. Okay, so here we go. Okay, your heart, please pay attention to this very noble instrument. It says, they're showing me that your heart is such a magnanimous and powerful, open, I call it progenitor, but it's also, it's like a mystical, we're just going to call it a mystical key. It is, when I look at what they show me, it is so huge and so abundantly, I'm going to call it powerful, because that means it has ability to do so many things on so many levels. It is quite extraordinary. So the main thing that it has the ability to do is to connect. I think we've talked about this before. It has the ability to connect, but evidently we need to know this over and over again, because without this power to connect, we drop out of this new age coming up. This new time coming up is a time of connecting. It is powerfully connecting, okay? It means connecting first on what they're calling our solitary level, which is really a misnomer because we're never, ever solitary. But what we think of as solitary, this one organism of who you are, that is body, mind, and spirit, that is upper levels, lower levels, you know, they all unite at the heart level. Now, the heart level has the ability to draw all these energies together, to process them all together, and to make yourself into one, I think call it one orgasmic whole, okay? And when we say that we have stuck energy or trapped energy, that means that this old energy is cutting off this connecting ability of heart and the whole organism in some way. So that's what we talk about healing. Healing is to reunite the heart, they say. Because the upper levels of the energy need to be connected to the lower, the grounding levels of energy, and vice versa, so that we become one total human being. And the problem with religions in the past, well, I would say Western religions, is that they say the good part about them is that they promote devotion. That is fantastic, and that is wonderful, and must carry over. But the problem is that if there is a disconnection between the higher levels and the earth levels, he says that's really counterproductive. That is counterproductive, and I think that everybody here knows that. Although we still have, because we have been programmed that way, because of the Piscean Age and so on, we still carry remnants. Even though we know consciously what's going on, you know, the subconscious programs still work to keep us separated or to make us imagine that we are separated, you know. The God, the greatness is out there. And I'm just a lowly, lowly little ant running around here. Or I am just my ego, my terrible ego that must be pampered, it must be procured, it must be hurt, it must be this and that. He says, no, not anymore. Not anymore. He says, do you understand the implication that we are all one? He said, when we say that we are all one, what we are talking about, first of all, is this what we call a singular organism. That singular organism is you in your totality. So what they are really guiding us to do, what they are compelling us to be, is this one, full, blossoming heart. Now, as you know, Yogi Bhajan always told us that the heart was the meeting place of, or the combining place of the grounding energies and the God energies, what we call the God energies. By the way, he always said God means, it's an acronym for generating, organizing, destroying. When he said God, he didn't mean something outside of us. No, he meant this extraordinary They're calling it a pool of energies that we think are beyond us, but they aren't. They are us, as well as the grounding energies are us. That is the most miraculous situation of being on Earth, because we are the God. We are the Earth living God. And that is the most miraculous situation that could ever occur. You say, well, I had all these terrible things happen to me in my life. He says, shout hallelujah. Shout hooray. He says, we all signed up for these things. And now is the time that we get to heal them and find out that we are the God again. That is our game of being on Earth. That we are the God, that we are the Earth. And there is total divinity in both. And there is extraordinary divinity in the unity of both. He says, that's who we are. We are the extraordinary divinity in both. He says, now look around you. He says, look around you. All these people in your life. You know, this one did that to you, and this one is kind of dumb, and that one doesn't get it. He said, guess what? They are Earth-living gods as well. And he says, they will have a much harder time figuring that out if you reinforce their projection. If you reinforce, oh, they're dumb, oh, they don't get it. He says, they will have a much harder time and will be put off for generations if we who are getting it, are working on getting it, don't acknowledge that they are the God as well. He says, just because they're doing something that doesn't seem right to us, doesn't seem as though it's digested or processed well to us, he says, if we reinforce that, he says, you are so powerful. You are so powerful in this place of your heart, the combined subtle energies and the combined, well, they're all subtle energies, but the combined universal energies with the combined earth energies. He says, if you reinforce that even in your thoughts about people, he says, you will help keep them stuck. He says, you don't want to do that. He says, it also keeps you stuck as well, because you don't realize the incredible potential, the ability, the truth about all of humanity, all the various kingdoms of this earth. It is most remarkable if you could see it. And they are asking you to become so conscious and so aware that you see that with every breath, with every kindness, with every curtsy to nature. And that includes the nature of humanity. He says, okay, now here's a test. He says, think of Halliburton. You know them? Think of them as a corporate energy. Okay, so we know what happened in Iraq, and now we're thinking, oh my God, Halliburton is involved in this oil spill, oh my God. Okay, he says, you can have all kinds of opinions about them. But he says, now, the test and the trick is to see Halliburton as an instrument of the greater energies. He's saying, we are not condoning the fact that this oil spill happened. But what we are doing is we are seeing that they are the destructive force, well, at least parts, are the Shiva force of the universal, and they are pushing all of the rest of us into an awareness. He says, what is that? You know what that is. He says, part of the awareness means that we are all being tested to look and not, and to project for much more subtle, much more caring ways of energy. You know, sun energy, wind energy, tidal energy. He says, we are being pushed to understand that. He says, that is a healing situation that's coming from this, and it can only be appreciated. He says, now, with your breath, please project to Halliburton that they are they are the unified truth of the universe within, and that they act for the greatest good. Do that now. Project it to Halliburton. That they actually are the will of God, and the will of God is moving them to work for the betterment and the good of all humanity, of all of Earth, for the betterment. Just use heart breath, please. As you do it, allow yourself to connect from your own heart. Don't reject, don't turn off, don't assign blame. He says, how else are they going to get it? How else are things going to change? See them? Or the particles of them? See them promoting the good of all. See them promoting the good of Mother Earth. Allow the healing to occur. Very kind, you are very kind, relaxed, and moving the energy. As you do this, if you went up against something, some feeling that in the past you would have called evil, you just say, Sat Nam. Kind of like an open sesame, and let it open. And send in your heart breath to allow it to transform. Allow it to transform. Raise their heart to their true heart. Keep up. If you have any old-time grudges, whether against their kind of behavior or against other people's behavior, just do this heart breath and let it move through. Open it up. So that it can breathe. Good. Keep following it down to those hard little nuggets. You're doing very well. Keep up. Good. And he says, understand that this is your system from now on. This is your system from now on. Not to get bowled over by these shenanigans. Do not shrink. Do not get into a judgmental attitude. You do need to discern and stand up for what you know from within is true. but not to create more black energy to associate with their black energy. No. But to stay in this beautiful, extraordinary breeze of a spring day and move that beautiful energy through. He says the problem that we get into is that we don't understand how simple this is. We feel that we have to get down and dirty, we have to fight, we have to propagandize, and so on. He says it's much more essential and much more powerful. Again, this sight of what your heart is and all the ability that it has is just vast. It's huge. Okay. Now as you continue this heart breath, please see anybody that you are having a difficulty with, any situation you're having a difficulty with that perhaps sometimes makes you fall short or get upset or confused. See that now. And with the same beautiful heart breath, again, be consistent in infusing it with the brightness, the kindness that comes from your most relaxed, most open, most genuine heart. Let it flow through. Not make it. Let it. Let it flow through. Allow. Keep up. He says, you are all the most vivid angels and saints here on earth. The very most. And the way you express that, the way you experience that, and the way you grow it is by relaxing and allowing this pure river of beautiful, pure light to flow through. To flow through any obstacles. And that is what creates connection. That is what creates connection. Keep up. He says, and don't forget your daily sadhana. Don't ever forget your daily sadhana. He says, that... you can't imagine how powerful that is. It cleans you daily, and it cleans all of your connections. It has a magnificent effect, not only on you, not only on those in your close proximity, he says, but on the whole planet. Keep up. As you do this, now hold those precious babies in this beautiful light. Those beautiful, precious babies. Continue the intention. Continue the intention. And remember, this is a huge tool, a huge ability. It has been a secret, and it's no longer a secret. It's special for you and for anybody you want to tell it to or give them the experience. Very special. Okay, so does anybody have any comments? Has this changed, has this had an influence on your way of thinking, on your way of perceiving? Do you want to explain an experience or have a question? Anybody? Start.
This is Inder Kaur.
Hi, Inder.
Hello. I always realize that when someone passes,
yes,
and when we allow them to, you know, when we grieve them and release them,
mm-hmm.
it furthers their development and it allows them to leave the earth plane rather than
mm-hmm.
keeping them stuck.
Mm-hmm.
But I never realized that it had the power to do that with the people that are here with us.
Yes.
That when we stop disliking them or, you know, being annoyed by them or judging them, that we're keeping them stuck in their ways.
Exactly.
It's great to look at it. So it's a very beautiful message today.
Oh, good. Good. And I'm glad that you're going to do this.
Absolutely.
This will be fabulous.
And in my class tonight, too.
All righty, then.
Yes.
Good. Good. Oh, you're being thanked mightily. It's kind of like the angels bow to you and what you just said. Mm. It's a very beautiful sight.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And to anybody else who's doing this. Any other comments or questions?
Leon?
Yes.
I would appreciate, and I thought that what we just did was wonderful, further clarification about how the heart both serves as a symbol for our emotions as well as this infinite depth of compassion.
Okay. Is this Rachmani?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so let me ask about the emotions. They say that every organ, every chakra has emotions. Okay. And the object is to have them all, the object is to have all that feeds into your emotions, all that makes your emotions, to have it all flowing, flowing, flowing. That's the key. Are your emotions flowing, or are they stuck, or are they downgraded? In other words, he doesn't like me, I hate him. You know, that kind of thing keeps it down, keeps it slow moving. to bring it up, you do heart breath. Anger, you know, anger from the liver. I'm really angry, so do heart breath. Clear out the emotions of the liver. Clear it out so that it can move, and flow. That's the object, is to have them flowing. You know, the God of you came to earth to experience all emotions, so we're not saying that even the stuck emotions are bad. We're not saying anything is bad, okay? Nothing. We're not getting into bad. What we are doing is saying that in this time of evolution, what is being called for is to have everything flowing, flowing, flowing. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, good. Was there someone else? Okay, and I just do want to talk about grief. Oh, let me just listen a minute. Okay, grief is a natural human emotion, and it happens in separation. There is a grieving. For instance, when you get a scrape on your knee, there's a hurt. There's a pain that goes with it. Same thing in separation of any kind. There's a grieving. Even when you are leaving your old identity to come to your greater identity, there's a grieving. It's a natural human emotion. The thing is to allow it to flow so that it can sort of spend itself, so that the healing can come about. That's important. Good. Well, it's been a pleasure to be with you all today and hear all these things. And I keep asking who's there. And it, again, the answer is your heart, but it has a very definite presence. Let's just say that we're not ready to give the name yet, so that... so that we can... frankly, the name that does come up is Guru Nanak, and I'm, they keep saying Golden Chain, but I'm asking, is it Guru Nanak? And they say yes, among others. Okay.
Okay.
So, we are just going to say Golden Chain today. And also the great innate intelligence of your own heart. Because they say that they are there in your own heart all the time, in your own consciousness all the time. They say, we're not separated out. They said, we already told you that. They're just asking that, at least for today, you don't get hold on to the identity of individuals, but understand that what they're trying to do is to have us identify our totality and our whole being, but giving us our heart and the power of our heart as a focus for that. So that's what's happening. So, God bless you, and we're totally grateful for this information. Good. Okay, so what a pleasure to be with everyone. And we will get together again next week, and don't forget, the Triticum is series. Yogi Bhajan is right there. He is so happy. He's already on his teacher's bench. And he's looking forward to having everybody, not only tomorrow night and for our classes, but he says all the time. All the time. He says even beyond classes, he says, stay tuned in to me. We have so much to do. He says it's so exciting. Okay. So, please sit straight. Palms together. Long deep breath from your heart now. From your heart. Sing this out to yourself and to all the hearts in the universe. Even Halliburton. Okay, K-Heart?
Hey.
Please. Lead us.
Okay.
May the long time sun rest upon you, all around you, and the pure life in you, guide your way on, guide your way on.
And bow to your own beautiful identity, your own beautiful infinity that is the infinity of all of us, each and all. God bless you all. Talk to you next week. Satnam.
Thank you, Satnam.
Thank you. Thank you.